This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This month marks 1 year since the coronavirus pandemic took hold in our region. WHYY is examining what we have lost, what we have found over the past year, and how we are moving forward. Sammy Saxith is a senior at Carver High School in Philadelphia. Despite the challenges of virtual school and helping his family at home, Sammy says he found the courage to start a club that celebrates Cambodian identity.
The club I formed this year, it's called Khmer Club. Khmer is like the word for people of Cambodian descent, and I'm Cambodian. And the reason I started this club was because for the longest time, I just felt like another Asian person, even to other Asian people. And the older I grew and the more I thought about it, the more I realized like how many of my life lived experiences and things that just Cambodian people go through just are not represented. And I ultimately started it out of to give like a platform and a voice to like Cambodian identity. It's not even just Cambodian kids. It's just like kids from around the school who wanted to join the club, and I greatly appreciated that because it made me really happy knowing that like a broad group of people were so interested. They wanted to, you know, be part of the club, not just occasionally visit. They contribute and we get stuff done as a group. In terms of events, our first event was like a cooking showcase where, you know, we cook a specific dish, and we did it over Zoom. And I was really surprised to see that we had like a little over 2 screens when the meeting was started and ending, because this is an entirely new club that was in its infancy. To see so many people come out of interest made me happy. I think the biggest thing that I realized is that if we weren't online, I probably wouldn't even bring myself to present the idea, because I guess in person with such a big something of such importance, like, I don't know, it would make me really nervous. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm shy, but that's something that would put me way out of my comfort zone. And knowing that at the end of the day, I was technically in the comfort of my own house, and after it was done, I could just like shut off Zoom, walk away and take a breather to process what was going on. You know, that was a good thing. Something that I think I found inside of me during this pandemic was the realization of like who I was to some degree. And this pandemic gave me the time to step back and really like be like honest about my emotions. Moving from high school into college, it filled me with this anxiety of, you know, what's life gonna be like? How much am I gonna have to deal with? It was anxiety upon anxiety upon anxiety. And the way I dealt with that was, I think something I always knew, but never something I really practiced myself, which is that I knew like it was okay to feel whatever it is I felt. There's no reason that it wouldn't be okay. Realistically, you've been through this much. You've made it this far. If you can keep going, you can. If you can't, then it's perfectly fine to take a step back. The shred of optimism that was inside me finally like came out organically. It's just this underlying idea that I can be positive about myself, and I actually know what I feel and how I feel at a given moment. The most important thing for me to say is that whoever hears this, I hope you're all doing well. It's been a year. We've made it this far. Normal life is coming closer and closer back to us, and I think that's what we need to remember if we want to continue being the slightest bit optimistic about how we're living our life at the moment.
That was Sammy Saxith. He's a senior at Carver High School in Philadelphia and a member of WHYY's Pathways to Media Careers Youth Employment Program. That piece was produced by WHYY's Sabrina Boyd Circa, and you're going to find other reflections of the past year at WHYY.org.